Hi, this is Gina.
Hi, Gina. It's Samantha
Hi,
here. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. All right. So, Gina, I just wanted to have a brief discussion. I believe there is something going on with your project, so I wanted to hear from you personally what exactly you feel is lacking from the team then.
It's a bit hard to hear you. I think you might be a little close to the microphone because it's fading out a little. But you wanted to hear why I'm requesting the refund?
Yes.
Okay, so also to clarify, there's not, like, issues with the project. I've actually canceled the agreement and requested the refund as per the agreement because there have been many issues, yes. And I've kind of given my second, third, and fourth chances, and that's it. You know, I'm kind of ready to move forward. So I don't know if your intention is to kind of turn things around. I'm not going to give a second chance because I've already given like a fourth and a fifth. I'm just interested in the refund in this case. If you want to hear what the learnings are, I'm happy to talk. But what's your goal for the call? And I can't hear you right now if you're talking.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, Gina, the purpose of this call is to provide you a viable resolution according to the situation that is the current scenario that has been going on. And in order for me to do that, I also need to investigate into the reasoning that you're providing for the refund, okay? And based on that, we will be working on the refund option. So the resolution options that I'm about to provide you will include a refund option as well. Now, you mentioned previously that you have already given the team 3 to 4 chances. May I ask when and what exactly was the situation?
Yeah, sure. I mean, the very first thing that happened is after I signed the agreement with Ryan, he connected me with Patrick is the name he's using, and we had a call scheduled, and that call never happened, that first call. Patrick said it was because he had a family emergency, which of course can always, you know, happen. It just has happened it has happened 2 times within this very short amount of time that we've worked together. And so the first call never happened. Then the next call, the first call that we actually had, we agreed that there would be a kickoff call, a one-time kickoff call where I can meet the people that actually work on the project to help them understand what the book is all about, you know, inspire them. And Patrick said, yes, 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 we'll do that. Also within this week, the book will be read by the team, you know, and he kind of made it sound that the week after they would put together the social media calendar. And then he said, we'll probably have that kickoff call Monday or Tuesday. You know, no invite was ever sent for the kickoff call. And when I asked, when is it happening, I never got a response. Within the 2.5 weeks that we've worked together, I've asked several times when this kickoff call is happening, and it just was ignored. That email was just ignored. And so nothing really happened that I could tell, except for I got maybe 2 or 3 questions from Patrick that I felt like I had already responded to previously, like in the documents that I was supposed to fill in the very beginning had some of that information, or on the phone we had already spoken about that information. And then I never heard back from the social media calendar actually being done within the second week as my expectation was. And I had talked to Patrick about this idea that I have, this goal, like a certain campaign that I want to do on social media. I said, this is what I want to do. I asked if the team can help with that. He said, yes. And then, you know, I never got the calendar. And then I sent an email, I don't know, last week saying, hey, this is not working for me. And then he said, okay, give me like 3 days. I have another family emergency. We'll call and we'll talk on Monday. So that was yesterday. And then yesterday I never got a call. Instead, I got an email that really wasn't, again, replying to my actual problem, that just the way we're even working together is not working at all. It sent a social media calendar that I had a look at, and honestly, I was super disappointed looking at the results. They're super generic. They don't show any sort of understanding or getting what my book is all about. They look like, I mean, honestly, myself, I can put together a much, much better post idea in a shorter amount of time. And I think, I mean, this all is a result of the kickoff call never happening. The people that work on it have just no feeling for the whole thing. But yeah, so in my head, I've been kind of, things have not worked from the very beginning continuously. And I'm not interested in giving it another chance. I just don't think that, honestly, within the company or I don't have trust anymore that the level of professionalism that I'm looking for is going to be achievable.
Okay. Thank you so much for that detailed explanation of what exactly happened and why you are adamant on sticking to the refund option. I completely agree with you. I feel that the major lacking was if somebody could come over the phone and discuss the vision and the goal behind this. You know, that there has to be a direction, a purpose for which an author is looking forward to the marketing campaigns. So if we are not grasping the goal or understanding that correctly, the vision, of course, of the book, because you're the author and you are the one who wrote the book. So there must be a certain purpose, a certain call towards which you are trying to address your book. Now, if that is missing, then of course there will be some something, you know, some sort of gap. And obviously it makes sense that you did not like the initial postings that were made for you. I completely agree to that, and I accept that this is a lacking from my end. I actually see the correspondence in my system as well, from Patrick to the team, the marketing team. The only problem that we were having with the call, there wasn't any issue to begin with. I mean, if it was just the marketing head who had to come over the phone and discuss this with you, it would have been all fine. But there were two requirements from your end. I believe you actually requested for the entire team to be on that call or on that session. And secondly, you wanted a video session. And that's the reason why we were having difficulties accommodating that call. Let me give you the reasons why. Number one, everybody's working in different time slots and in different offices. Like, we have multiple different offices in many of the states. So that is one reason, and the timings are different. The second one is that if only one person could come over the video call, not everyone is comfortable having a video session, all right? A lot of people have this sort of, well, what would you call that, you know? They're camera shy or something like that. So I personally prefer audio calls too. I'm not that pretty to actually show my face on a video session. So I understand that hesitation as well. So these were the two major reasons why that call could not happen. I do see a major drawback from your project manager as well, that he could have responded to you timely in terms of communication and having to facilitate the calls, you know, whenever you asked for it. So I see these two major lackings from the team that was working on your project. So you're not wrong at your place if you decide not to continue with the project. However, I do have a second option for you. Refund is the first thing that I'm going for, moving forward with, because you clearly stated that you do not feel confident enough to give us a second chance, right? So given that situation, I will still tell you what I have in mind, and then you can decide. Obviously, it's your call. I'm not going to persuade you or force you into something that you're not ready for, okay? Now, there are two options that I'm presenting to you. The first one is a change of the entire team and a time frame of just 10 working days. That's all. Not a long time, since you have already given the team, the previous team, a lot of time and patience. So I'm not going to ask you to wait for another month or two. No. It's a viable option. Change of project manager, change of team, somebody who's well-equipped and understand the genre of the book. And if we move forward with this option, the first thing that you will be getting will be a video call with the marketing head if we move forward with this option, and 10 working days only, just to see, show you some substantial postings and captions, hashtags for the campaign that they'll be running. Okay, and I will personally vouch for that. So I'm not going to be just looped out of the project out of this call, after this call. Second option is the refund option. I'm going to put forth your case to the finance department. They take at least, they will release the refunds immediately. They'll provide me a final answer after investigation, and they will provide me a final answer when they're releasing the funds. As soon as they release the funds, the reflection time for the refund is 10 to 12 working days. So that is the time frame or the time limit that you'll have to eventually wait for the amount to be reflected depending on your banking policies, since it's a merchant transfer. We use a third-party merchant. I'm sure somebody told you about that when you were making the payment. So I'm thinking of moving forward with both the options merged together. That way you're not wasting any time. Because, see, personally speaking, Gina, when I talk to someone, like, for example, I'm talking to you for the very first time, you become my client. You become my responsibility, even if I've spoken to you just for 5 minutes. And I like to make sure that I've given it 200% before I let you go, so that I don't have any regrets. Now, despite my efforts, if you decide not to move forward with us, I will understand. But at least I won't have any regrets. That's how I work. I'm sorry if that is, you know, I just like to be, you know, dedicated, and I just like to give it my best. And if then it doesn't work, then I'll be like, okay, fine. I did my best. It didn't work out. So what I was thinking, I'm going to go ahead and forward your request for a refund to the finance department. They will take their 10 to 12 working days, as I mentioned to you. Meanwhile, I'll change the team, change the project manager. For that 10 working days time frame, I'm still going to send you something new from the team, the new team, and you decide if that still doesn't work for you, if you still feel that it's not satisfying you, you don't feel comfortable, then you're already getting your refund. It's a win-win. If it does, then you let me know, and then we can talk about the repayment, because refund will reflect. Or if I have something in my hand, if it's controllable, we will just pull back those funds if you decide to stick with the new team. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, yes, it makes sense. I appreciate that offer, and I also appreciate like how you're handling the conversation. I'm not going to give it another 10 days, mostly because I have goals for my business that are pretty defined for February already, and I want to just start working on them myself. I believe I can execute them faster. I don't want to give it a second chance. You know, there's also just a practice within the business that is just not my style of working, of like, it's just a gray zone, honesty. You know, the time zone issue, for example. When I first talk to Patrick, right, and I find out he's from Turkey, I am also from a country other than the U.S., right? I'm so in that boat. I had a company beforehand with 89 different nationalities. I'm very used to working with all kinds of nationalities and time zones. And I said to him, hey, if everyone is based in different time zones, we can take that into consideration for the meeting, right? And he just made it sound like, no, everyone is in the U.S., which doesn't make sense, right? I don't believe it. I just felt like there was a level of dishonesty in the whole thing that I just don't appreciate. And I understand that some people don't want to have video calls. It's just not how I build my businesses. I want to be able to have a Zoom call. I want to screen share. It's the most efficient way, you know, to get stuff done. And that's what I'm looking for. So I don't think, you know, Penguin Book Writers is a good match for me. And I think I would be wasting your time if we proceeded with your offer to give it another 10 days. I'd rather free up your time to work with people who are a good match.
I understand, and I truly appreciate your candor. Gina, as I said, that I will go ahead and initiate the refund today itself, okay, so that we're not wasting any more time. But just for my own satisfaction, I'm also going to reassign a new team just to show you a glimpse of the work that they are able to do. I know that 99% of your mind is made up, that we cannot, you know, convince you otherwise. But I just want to give it one last shot. Just before you go, you're going to have your money back. I'm not denying that, okay? We will initiate the refund request. While you wait for the refund, just give it a look. Just one glimpse, and that's it.
I'm not going to commit to doing that. Honestly, I have made up my mind, and I do want to move on. I've already started creating my own posts, and I'm happy with them. And it's just, you know, there's a point when just trust, like, trust has to be earned, and when there's too much trust broken in the beginning, I think it's a waste of my time, and I think it's a waste of your time, and I appreciate you, Samantha, and no, let's save both of us time and move forward.
See, I don't have any issue investing time in this. See, you've paid a certain amount to us. You expected something. It didn't go the way it was supposed to go. I just want to give it my one last shot. And I already told you that I'm not expecting a commitment from your end. I understand that your mind is made up. But just give it a look. That's it. And then you can come back and tell me that, you know what, Samantha, I didn't like it. I'm going to stick to my decision. And I am already processing your refund anyway, okay? So just give me this one last small gesture of goodwill between you and me, nothing else, no other team involved, not the company, personally speaking. I just want to show that to you. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. And 90% of it, I'm convinced that it didn't work for you, and I am sure about this, that it's not going to change your mind, but I just want to give it one last shot from my end, because there's something within me that, you know, that's not going to sit well with me. I won't be able to sleep at night if I don't do this. So just consider it a courtesy to me only. That's it.
Okay, I might consider that. I'm not committing to it now, but if you do want to put that extra time in, that's your decision.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. And as I said, I'm mentioning it once again, I don't have any expectations from you, okay? So do not feel obliged in terms of anything at all. It's just me going an extra mile, not even going an extra mile, just trying to, you know, put forth every last bit of effort from my end personally. I'm not talking about the team here at this point of time. I'm not talking about the company. I'm talking about me individually. And that's the way I've worked in this industry for the past 11 years. You won't believe it. The clients that I signed up with like 8 years ago, 7.5 years ago, they're still in contact with me, and they've almost become like a family to me. So that's the way I like to, you know, conduct my business or work with someone. I personally do not have any attachment with the company or the team, because there are multiple different teams that you work with. And honestly speaking, in my 11 years of tenure, I've worked with multiple different firms. So I'm not talking about them, but it's just the way I work. I like to work this way. I like to put forth everything from my end. And if then the client is still, you know, the client is providing me a final decision, I will accept that with respect and happily, and I'll let you go. That's it.
Okay, well, as long as you process the refund today, that's something we can, look at. Honestly, it's hard for me to imagine how with a kickoff meeting where, you know, I get to actually explain the whole idea to the people that are doing the work, it's hard for me to imagine how this will work. But you know, sure, I take a look.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. That's good enough for me, Gina. Thank you so much. I truly appreciate this time and your patience, and I apologize for any inconvenience caused. I wish if we would have spoken earlier, and maybe things wouldn't have gone in this direction. So I truly appreciate your time once again.
Thanks, Samantha. Okay, have a good day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.